Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me find a picture of the Bell Witch.
It's like a big bitch that work at Taco Bell. Like, look, we ain't got no goddamn case in there. Goddamn Bell Witch.
All the sightings are just in Taco Bell. That'd be hilarious. She just worked there.
Fire mild sauce. You want fire mild sauce? Like, ah!
Welcome back to Conspiracy Corner, a show where we dive in on the deepest and wildest conspiracy out there, conspiracies out there. I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And our special guest today is CP, none hey. Other. What's up?
Mr. Q.
What's on the docket today, Pat?
Today we're talking about the Bell Witch hauntings. I'm actually very scared of anything involving witches because I feel like that shit is for sure real. I've never heard of this one. So the Bell Witch hauntings, this is also known as the Bell Witch legend or the Bell Witch curse. This centers around a series of alleged paranormal events that occurred in Adams, Tennessee in the early 19th century. The haunting is named after the Bell family, who claimed to be tormented by a malevolent entity known as the Bell Witch. The haunting reportedly began in 1817 when John Bell encountered a strange animal on his property, and he described it as having the body of a dog and the head of a rabbit. Shortly thereafter, the Bell family began experiencing a range of unsettling phenomena, including mysterious noises, objects moving on their own, and physical attacks targeting family members. The entity believed to be the spirit of a deceased neighbor named Kate Batts allegedly communicated with the Bell family through disembodied voices and manifested in various forms to torment them. The haunting escalated over time, drawing the attention of neighbors, local authorities, and even future U.S. President Andrew Jackson, who visited the Bell farm to investigate the phenomena. They had the president pulling up. That's crazy.
That's how you know it's real.
The Bell Witch hauntings have been the subject of numerous books, articles, and documentaries. Skeptics attribute the phenomena to hoaxes or natural explanations, which believers point to the detailed accounts of witnesses and the enduring legacy of the legend as evidence of its supernatural origins. So now I'm going to read some of the specifics. There was disembodied voices. This entity claiming to be the spirit of Kate Batts reportedly communicated with the family and visitors through various means, including spoken words and whispers. The voice of the Bell Witch was said to be both conversational and menacing, displaying knowledge of private information and issuing threats to those who crossed her, which is terrifying. I never heard of a ghost telling your business. That's fucking crazy. This is actually the worst part, because usually ghosts just be doing weird stuff, but this one was actually physically assaulting people. It says the Bell Witch was believed to be capable of inflicting physical harm on the members of the Bell family and others who entered the Bell household. Witnesses reported being scratched, pinched, and slapped by unseen hands attributed to the entity. The physical assaults often occurred without warning and left marks and bruises on the victims' bodies. There was also poltergeist activity, like, you know, objects moving on their own, furniture being overturned, loud banging noises emanating from within the Bell home, and just causing overall chaos and disruption. Another horrible one was animal manifestations. It was the Bell Witch was said to have the ability to manifest in the form of animals, adding to the eerie atmosphere. Dogs with glowing eyes, large spectral birds, and of course that dog that had the rabbit head, which is crazy. There was also psychological manipulation. The Bell Witch was believed to possess the ability to manipulate the thoughts and emotions of those that she targeted. Witnesses described feeling intense fear, anxiety, and paranoia while in the presence of the entity, which often exploited their vulnerabilities and insecurities. The last one is predictions and prophecies. The Bell Witch was said to possess a prophetic ability, predicting future events and issuing warnings to the Bell family and others. Some of these predictions reportedly came true, further solidifying the belief in the entity's supernatural powers. So we had disembodied voices, physical assaults, poltergeist activity, animal manifestation, psychological manipulation, and predictions and prophecies. So this is probably one of the worst hauntings I've ever heard of in my entire life. That's a crazy laundry list of shit that can happen. She was slapping you, assaulting you, and then warning you about stuff. That's crazy.
Here go the thing. First of all, that's scary as hell. So to have a ghost slap the shit out of you and you don't even know how to block or where to block or when to block, that's crazy. Or the fact that it's telling you they were talking shit about you when you left. You didn't know that, did you? You're like, what? You know,
personal info?
Duh. But sometimes these stories come out and it's so, like, this is obviously very real. Like, it's, if the president...
Why obviously?
The president had to come there. Mind you, it probably wasn't a lot of shit going on in the early 1900s, but the anytime a new newspaper article dropped, they were like, I'm going there. That new, but that, and then it's just too many. It's like either it can touch you or it can make noise, or it can like it don't just do all that and warn you and know your business and know how to turn into different animals, and then they give you the specific animals. It's like, no, I believe it. But here's the thing: about the like shit like this, Mothman theory, is that the reason why I believe that these beings who can warn you about future things are interdimensional is because time does not exist outside of our dimension the way that we think it does. So like, if these things, like if you die and you're on a spiritual plane, you might see this whole shit play out before we see it play out, because you in a whole different realm sharing our space. If you could pop in and out of our dimension, like time travel or time viewing probably is something that is very feasible to these type of beings. So like, the fact that they would warn you about future things happening and then those things happen, it leads you to believe that like the time that we're experiencing is not even really like the time that every entity has to experience on our timeline.
Would you take advice from an entity that looked like a person over an entity that looked like, what was it, a dog with a, what kind of head?
Rabbit head,
which is wild as hell, because that head would be so ill-proportioned to that body. But which
I'm seeing a big-ass rabbit head. You talk about a regular-sized rabbit head on like a Rottweiler. That's fucking even scarier. Big-ass shoulders. Like,
what would you listen to quicker? Like a humanoid entity or something like this misshapen and smashed together type of entity?
Humans lie. I've never had a rabbit dog lie to me. I feel like, why would a rabbit dog need to lie?
Well, what's crazy is that I think those were separate. I think the animal manifestation happened, but then the predictions and prophecies was like separate. You know, it was almost like how we were talking about how the Mothman, it would just appear, and then something bad was coming, which to me is scary. Like, usually ghost stories are just like, you see a soldier and you're like, damn, that was scary. But that added layer of like, you saw this, that means something is about to happen. I think it's just like a overall warning. I don't think the animal was actually giving advice. You know, I think they just would see him And then they were just like, oh, okay, that's how they manifested. Like, you know, there was also the dogs with the glowing eyes, the spectral birds. Like, I think those might have been separate. Because they're saying she had, like, psychic powers. Whoa, that's not as scary as what was in my mind.
Humanoid head with the horse body and then the rabbit ears.
Yeah, the person, that's just scary. I don't think I would listen to that thing, because that thing to me would seem like a demon or like hellish, you know.
I don't want that big ass thing in my house. You got a horse body, you knocking over shit when you come in and leaving out. That's you making a mess. You have to just stick your head through the window and let me know.
And them hooves on the hardwood floor would get on my goddamn nerves.
What do you think it was the worst? What you think is the worst, like, ability that they had, and what one could you put up with? Because there's disembodied voices, physical assaults, poltergeist activity, animal manifestation, psychological manipulation, and the predictions and prophecies. What do you think is the worst and best out of those?
The best is the paranormal activity, if they would do it in front of people. Don't do it just in front of me, and then I got to go and tell everybody that you're doing it, but then you don't do it when I bring the fucking president here. No, do that shit in front of everybody, number one. But number two, I think that the best would be the predicting of the future, right? If I could gain their trust, I could get lottery numbers, I could get sports wins, I could start gambling, we can get rich together, I could buy us a new house for you to haunt. You know what I'm saying?
It seemed like an evil spirit, though, if it was slapping people and
and
doing all this stuff. I think that
it might have just been childlike, and it's slapping and pinching you to wake up so it can have somebody to mess with or play with, to talk to or whatever. So it's just like, well, bitch, I can't sleep. I need somebody to talk to. Wake your ass up.
But my thing is, why act like a bitch when it, like, has anybody ever tried to scare the ghost? Like, the ghost slap you, pow, you be like, yeah, I like slap. Go, what the fuck? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody always acts scared. Let's scare the ghost.
You just hear footprints leaving, like, click, 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 click.
Yeah. Look, imagine going into a haunted house and slamming doors and throwing shit around. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm haunting too. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you got to think outside the box.
Feed off of negative energy too, though. That's why, like, you ever see the movies where it'd be like a brand new family and they tight as hell when they move in, but then like 30 minutes in they all arguing, they damn near get a divorce, they hate the kids. Yep. They like that shit.
Mm-hmm. The menaces just causing chaos all around the world. So, man, it's weird to me, like, because I still don't, like, I never really understood the purpose for ghosts doing that type of shit. Like, is it because they're disgruntled or because they're just an evil entity? Is it because they just trying to communicate? Like, we have no way of knowing. And so, like, because of that, you don't know the right way to respond to some shit like that. That's right. The crazy shit, not knowing how to respond to it.
It is crazy that we always use the term feed off of, you know, because, like, what CP was saying, if these are people, if these are like interdimensional beings, they're not physical like us, you know, they are pretty much energy. So it's kind of like how when you have a dog and you mad and stuff like that, and they're just like, what we mad at? You know, like, they literally can, like, feel that, you know, when you sad, they can come up and comfort you, like, no language. They can feel exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of feeds into what we were talking about. Like, they probably just thrive when niggas is walking around mad, niggas is arguing, like, when they're giving that off, that's when they thrive, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of confusing, because then when people are happy, they be just trying to ruin shit. That, maybe that's why they're, like, overturning tables and slapping people. Like, they really want people to, like, lose it in there.
Mm-hmm. I think that the fear, like you said, Pat, that fear that they feed off of, that's probably the main thing. That's why scaring us has always, you know, you looking like Monsters, Inc., right? And they always say some weird shit in movies like that. But if you remember, those monsters were feeding off those kids' fear and eventually their joy. And that was like, you know, and those monsters were in a realm that was not those kids' realm, right? And it was going over space and time, because if you remember, they could go back into Boo's room even after the door was gone. They would have to go find the door and go back into her room. And it was almost like they were traveling throughout space and time to go through these doors.
Mm-hmm.
To get into these kids' rooms. And it's like, dog, you think, oh, it's just a movie, Monsters, Inc. But it's like, bro, they be, some of these principles are just that, the principle. Mm. Right? Like it's just how it goes, right? Like your TV is plugged into the wall, and that's what makes it turn on. On a cartoon, on Toy Story, nigga, they're not gonna not have the TV plugged into the wall. That's how it works. You know what I'm saying? So like when it's such a, it's not even, that wasn't even like the basis of the movie, was the fact that they could go into these, you know, kids' rooms. I mean, it was a big part of it, but it was like how they were doing it and what they were doing was just, it, that was interdimensional. And it was just like mulled over. Like, yeah, you know, they do that and go to the room. It's like, it's a lot of shit that is explained that we don't even have the ears to hear like they're trying to tell.
That's interesting. I never thought about it like that. Like a ghost is just doing shit to scare you because it needs you scared. Like I just thought ghosts did scary shit because it was a scary concept. But I mean, that makes a lot of the shit, like, you know, just opening cabinets and turning on the water. Like I was always just like, that's such a strange thing to do. But if you're scared, then they thrive off of that energy. That makes a lot of sense.
And
that's
put it like this, Pat. If you are a scientist and you study paranormal activity, the fear from that is gone. That's like, you know, like you're not, if you're working with lions every day, the fear that a normal person would have around lions, you don't necessarily have that. If you don't have the fear and you can actually just study these paranormal things, now you kind of be on top of it. Like, all right, we're coming in here to monitor. We feel the gamma rays. We, you know what I'm saying? It's like there are people who aren't scared of it, who kind of become the experts of it.
That's true, but them niggas be getting scared too. Like, yeah, they do. You know, like they come in like hella confidence, and then let that shit show themselves. They're like, all right, we gotta go. Like, didn't you want that? Yeah, they be running before they get the footage and stuff. Yeah. I'm just like, bruh.
I agree.
Man, it's crazy, man. I don't think I could do it. Like, I often ask myself, like, could I stay in a haunted house? Something that has been documented as being like haunted. How long could I stay? I honestly don't know, man. I guess it would depend on the extent that the paranormal activity was going to. If it's just stuff being knocked down and me hearing sounds and stuff like that, but like actually seeing the entities, I think that would freak me out.
Bro, you ever play Resident Evil VR?
Nah.
Yeah, that is the shit that lets you know that you cannot survive in a haunted house. Because what happens is, like, I got so scared on like a cellular level. Like, my fucking hair was standing up. And that's I could feel it. And this is a VR game. I'm inside of the headset, inside of a fake haunted house. But it was so eerie. Mm-hmm. Like I could like for a fact, if it was real, I don't think I could do it. I ain't gonna hold you up.
It's a lot different when you're looking at a screen as opposed to being inside it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Like I feel like I could do a paranormal investigation, but just like not be scared is kind of crazy because you're literally looking at otherworldly stuff. And I've seen stuff move in front of my eyes that you're just like, you're almost just like, I didn't just see that, you know. You kind of just like lie to yourself for a little bit. You're just like, nah, I don't think, I don't believe that. It's even though it's just like, bro, I just showed you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm not looking at that.
looking around. Nope, I refuse to see it. I refuse to believe it. Yeah. Well, man, listen, that's been another amazing episode, man. We appreciate you guys watching. If you guys have any crazy conspiracy theories, make sure to post those below. Let us know what we should check out next. Any recommendation, anything like that, we appreciate it. Appreciate y'all watching. We'll see y'all next time on the next episode of Conspiracy Corner. Peace, guys.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy.
Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.